אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 432.
We are reading the introduction to the book of Zohar. We are in item number 8.
Item 8. Okay, good. So let's begin.
So, בעל הסולם writings, introduction to the book of Zohar, item 8. Now, we have to come to understand the words of the Kabbalists in the third inquiry. We wondered how it was possible to say about souls that they were a part of God above, like a stone that is carved from a mountain, that there is no difference between them except that one is a part and the other is the whole. And we wondered, is it one thing to say that the stone that is carved from the mountain becomes separated by an axe for that purpose? But how can you say about his essence? Also, what is that separated the souls from his essence and excluded them from the Creator to become creatures? From the above, we clearly understand that as the axe cuts and splits a physical object in two, the disparity of form divides the spiritual in two. For example, when two people love one another, you say that they are attached to one another as one body. And when they hate one another, you say that they are as far from one another as east from west, but there is no issue of nearness or remoteness of location here. Rather, it implies equivalence of form. When they are equal in form, and one loves what the other loves and hates what the other hates, they love one another and are attached to one another.
כל מה שחברו שונא וכדומה נמצאים אוהבים זה את זה.
And if there is some disparity of form between them, and one of them likes something that the other hates, to the extent that they differ from, they become distant and hateful of one another. And if, for example, they are opposite in form, where everything that one likes, the other hates, and everything the other hates is liked by the first. They are regarded as remote, as east from west, meaning from one end to the other.
Meaning it all depends on the desires. If the desire of the one and the desire of the other are the same desires, they're really like one. To the measure to which they're different, they move away from each other, away, 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 until they're completely, radically distanced from each other. And then there is disparity of form. And here you have equivalence of form, or a certain measure of disparity of form in its different forms and between these two ends. The one end, or the other end, and it all depends on the desire. This is how we see it in this world, and this is what he explains. So this is the example that he gives us, and upon this he now wants to show us this example of how do we come closer or move away to from the Creator according to equivalence or disparity of form, meaning there's the desire and there's the form of the desire, because according to our desire, we are the will to receive. According to the desire of the Creator, He's the will to bestow. And it can't be that there's some kind of connection between us. There's nothing to talk about here. There's one nature, there's the other. And we can't talk about the differences, the disparities in nature, about these changes. We can talk about one thing and only, which is the measure to which the created being can use his intention, can use his will to receive with the intention of becoming like the Creator. Only to that measure can he come closer to him. Even though that he is the will to receive, this is his nature, this is all that he has. But in order to bestow to the Creator, and for this he has to restrict his desire, to restrict himself, make a restriction over himself, and get the importance from the Creator, for the Creator to become important, and then he comes closer to that and adheres to him. And let's see this in item 9.
9. You therefore find that in spirituality, the disparity of form acts like an axe that separates in the corporeal world, and the distance between them is proportional to the oppositeness of form. From this we learn that since the will to receive his delight has been imprinted in the souls, and we have shown that this form is absent in the Creator, as from who would he receive? That disparity of form that the souls acquired separates them from his essence like the axe that carves a stone from the mountain. Because of that disparity of form, the souls were separated from the Creator and became creatures. However, everything the souls acquire of his light extends from his essence, existence from existence. It follows that with respect to his light, which they receive in their kli, which is the will to receive, there is no difference whatsoever between them and his essence, since they receive it, existence from existence, directly from his essence. The only difference between the souls and his essence is that the souls are a part of his essence, meaning that the amount of light that they received in the kli, being the will to receive, is already separated from the Creator, as it is predicted in the disparity of form of the will to receive. This disparity of form made it a part by which were separated from the whole and became a part. Thus, the only difference between them is that one is the whole and the other is a part, as a stone that is carved from a mountain. Scrutinize this carefully, for it is impossible to elaborate further in such an exalted place.
It's not simple. We'll read this again, slowly, slowly. And so also write down different questions along the way, and we'll try to answer them. Again, item 9.
You therefore find that in spirituality, the disparity of form acts as like an axe.
Meaning, if this one loves sweet and this one loves sour, then both of them are distant from each other. Obviously. How is it possible for them to bestow to one another? It's possible to do it only by this one wanting the same as this one. But they can't. The Creator likes bestowing, this his nature. And the created being likes receiving, this his nature. But if the created being will like bestowing like the Creator, then he'll come closer to him, and they'll connect, and they'll be as one. Now the question is, how could it be? Let's see.
And the distance between them is proportional to the oppositeness of form. From this we can learn that since the will to receive his delight has been imprinted in the souls, and we have shown that this form is absent in the Creator, as from whom would he receive? That disparity of form that the souls acquired separates them from his essence, like the axe that carves a stone from the mountain. Because of that disparity of form,
meaning that the Creator is entirely in order to bestow, and the created beings are entirely in order to receive, therefore there's an infinite distance between them. Because in spiritual space, in the spiritual realm, there's just one thing, desire. He wants to bestow, he wants to receive, so they can be together. They're opposites. What happens next? That they're opposites, it has to be. Otherwise, he won't be the created being versus the Creator. If so, how can we make a connection, correction, come closer, adhere, for them to become adhered with one another? On the one hand, we have no choice. The created being has to be the opposite of the Creator to have a reality of his own, to exist. On the other hand, how do we make him like the Creator? Because the state of good can be only the Creator himself. So, how can the created being come closer to the Creator, connect to him, if the distance between them is determined according to the measure to which their desires are similar to one another or not, or are opposite to each other? In the meantime, they're the opposite. And now the question is, how does the created being bring himself to the side of the Creator to become whole, perfect, complete, and absolute like the Creator? How can he do it? Please. How does the Creator prepare this ability for him to be like the Creator? Let's go.
Because of that disparity of form, the souls were separated from the Creator and became creatures.
Which is a must, has to be so.
However, everything the souls acquire of his light extends from his essence, existence from existence.
Meaning, if the souls will start receiving light from the Creator, the light that comes from the Creator, it's entirely like the nature of the Creator bestowing, and then it can give the souls, even though that they're the will to receive, the will to bestow as well.
It follows that with respect to his light, which they receive in their kli,
that the light that they receive is the light of bestowal, receiving it in the vessel of reception,
which is the will to receive, there is no difference whatsoever between them.
Meaning between what the souls receive and the Creator himself. Meaning the light that we receive from the Creator and the Creator are one the same?
Which is the will to receive, there is no difference between his essence, because they receive it existence from existence, directly from his essence.
Up to here it's good. Let's go.
The only difference between the souls and his essence is the souls are part of his essence. Meaning that the amount of light,
meaning what the will to receive receives from the Creator, that part that it receives, it's like the Creator entering him, a part of his essence, one and the same.
Meaning that the amount of light that they received in their kli, being the will to receive, is already separated from the Creator, as it is predictated from the disparity of form from the will to receive.
meaning that he enters the disparity of form, the will to receive, he's already in the disparity of form, but it's a part of godliness from above.
This disparity of form made it part,
meaning the will to receive of the creature as it cuts a part of the Creator, puts it inside himself, and that's called a part of godliness from above.
By which they were separated from the whole and became part.
So what is the soul? It's called a godly part from above that came out of the Creator, and this light, this quality enters the created being, and then when it's inside the created being, the soul, it's called a part of godliness from above.
Thus, the only difference between them,
the Creator is everything,
and the other is a part.
But the soul, that's...
As a stone carved from the mountain, scrutinize this carefully, for it is impossible to elaborate further in such an exalted place.
Questions, but precisely about this. And not in... Don't deviate in any way. Vlad, or who's there, Kivwin. No question.
Lo shomim.
We can't hear you.
Lo shomim. То есть через сокращение можно сказать, что вот то состояние, которое вы описывали, как свечение
Малхута.
I don't want to talk about this. I want to talk about what it says here. Don't confuse me. That's not okay.
Moscow 3.
Moscow 3.
Sorry guys, I have no Hebrew.
If we're talking about that he is loving and I'm not, and what's... It's one and the same. One and the same. USA, Northwest.
Yes, so basically the only difference between us is in our intentions, and yet I will have, when I hear that it's written that we have to be carved as a rock into the mountain, at the same time it gives me clarity, and I have to smile because it doesn't sound so joyous, but yeah, it's very joyous, so what can you say?
Friends, I don't
understand. Did you hear what it says here? What are we talking about? Joy? What are we talking about here? We're talking about a physical action, a law, like in physics, that there's one desire and another desire, and how these two desires are opposite of each other. He talked about this on the previous item. On this item, he talks about it a bit differently, that one enters the other, so it's called a part, a godly part from above, that the will to bestow enters the will to receive and exists in it, and then both of them exist this way together. Both of them together, this together, this is called soul. This is called the Kli of the soul, and this is called the light of the soul. That's it. Besides that, he does not talk about anything else. Why are you so confused? I'm trying to pass this on to you in such a simple way, with as little as possible of unnecessary words. New York.
New York 1. יש משהו לא, לא שומעים.
Anything?
BBUK.
BBUK.
Good morning, teacher. It turns out that the created being uses the creator, but what purpose?
We don't talk about this. Why are you asking about it? Why aren't you studying what Bala Sulam talks about? We don't study this. What we're studying, you don't want to learn. You want for us to learn what you think's right. So I don't want to be in that. We're studying Bala Sulam, not you. What am I hearing? That you don't hear anything. You don't hear what we just read.
Toronto.
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 Слышно?
Разница в том, что это часть Творца свыше.
So the difference is that it's a part of the Creator, that the created being got the same light. He's a part of the Creator, and the Creator is the inclusive, the collective. That's the difference, that
the created being feels only that part of the Creator in which he receives, and that part is called soul. Meaning, a godly part from above, the part of the Creator that enters the creature, is called neshama, soul. That's it. Kabyu. Kabyu too.
Yes, thank you, Rav. My question was about the part where he was saying there's no difference whatsoever between them and his essence, since they receive it existence from existence directly from his essence. I'm confused as to why he refers to his essence as existence from existence.
He wants to say that what the Kli inside its will to receive, when it corrects its will to receive for it to be in order to bestow, when it receives light in the will to receive in order to bestow, then that part from the light that it receives, it's called neshama, soul, and it's part of the Creator. The Creator is the light of Ein Sof, and what enters the Kli is called the neshama, in the light of Ein Sof. So there is the will to receive that has received the correction of in order to bestow, and that's called the vessel of the soul. And there is the upper light, which is the Creator that enters this Kli, and that's called the light of the soul. And that's it.
Haifa Echad.
Haifa 1.
Haifa 1.
Haifa 1.
Is it possible to increase that divine part from above, and how?
We didn't talk about this. I'll teach you to ask precisely about what we're learning. Because tomorrow you won't know how to continue, because you didn't study this, but you followed your own intellect. Your mind has to be empty. It has to be filled only with what Bala Sulam writes. Right?
Masham, PT3.
PT19, sorry.
Bala Sulam defines it that the soul is like a stone carved from the mountain. What does it mean that it's carved? What's the mountain? What's going on here? It's not clear.
The desire to receive is the Kli of the soul. it receives the light of the soul according to the measure to which it can adjust itself to the light of the soul. So, according to the will to receive, taking on the intention of in order to bestow, it accepts part of the Creator's light into it, and that's called fulfillment, the light of the soul, which is called stone carved off that stone that's carved off the mountain.
Rav said that the disparity of form makes it a part. But in order to receive in the Kli, he had to be an equivalence of form.
Equalizes his form. In order to be a creature, he has to be the will to receive. And in order to be like the Creator, adhere to the Creator, he has to have the intention of an earth to bestow. That's how it is.
And the part.
So, the part which is in order to bestow, then out of the Creator comes a part of the light and enters him. Florida.
The lights of Naranchai are part of the Creator.
Yeah.
PT4.
Question. The soul is actually the light and Kli together. Why is it a part? Because there is a disparity of form. On the other hand,
but to the measure to which he receives from the Creator, it's called a part.
How can he receive from the Creator if he's not an equivalence of form?
He's in partial equivalence of form. And that's why it's called a part. He's not with his entire desire in order to bestow, but only in part of his desire. PT5.
First of all, thank you for the explanation. It's very depictful. But it's not clear. What does it mean that light comes out of the Creator and enters the Kli? We learned that light is the inspiration of the Kli.
Don't get confused. Look what he says. I know nothing besides that. I studied nothing. I'm now studying this part, this passage. It says that the light comes from the Creator, enters the Kli according to equivalence of form with the Kli. That's it. The measure to which the Kli wants to be in order to bestow, the very same way the light wants in order to be in order to bestow, and there's a connection between them. And to the measure to which the will to receive of the Kli itself is a will to receive for itself, and as much as the, or to the measure to which the Creator is the will to bestow, accordingly, there's distance between them. Tel Aviv 1.
In connection between light and vessel, what's the difference between the light and the vessel? When there is equivalence of form, what's the difference?
In their connection, there's no difference, but that one is existing from existence and the other is existing from absence. That's the only difference, but it's only according to their origin, not according to their current state, where one is in the other. Who do we have left that we didn't ask yet? Quickly. No one. Rehovot. Do they ask? Quickly.
I don't know if I understood correctly, but when the light enters the Kli, it also changes?
When the light enters the kli, it changes, the light, the kli changes, but we're talking about the connection between them. Sure, opening is not like Or Makif, Or Chozer, Or En Sof. There are many different kinds of light. Kharkov.
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 Well, please tell me, that stone that was carved, can it cling back? And if so, how does it become a vessel?
We're not talking about this here. I'll teach you how to learn. You're on my list.
Zeo. Tov. Michael, אנחנו עוברים לחלק האחרון.
Michael, let's move on to the last part.
We'll go to the next part of the lesson from the piece. We will read from selected excerpts.